This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Earlier this year, the National Institutes of Health imposed strict new ethics rules. They were designed to keep top NIH scientists from keeping their lucrative consulting contracts from drug companies. But at a Senate hearing today, the head of the NIH said the agency is reconsidering some of the new rules. NPR's David Malakoff reports.
Dr. James Batty loves his job. For 22 years, he's been a scientist at NIH, the government's top biomedical research agency. For the last 8 years, he's run its Deafness Research Institute. But last week, Batty said he was planning to quit NIH because of the new conflict of interest rules. The rules, which were adopted under pressure from outraged lawmakers, not only ban consulting contracts, they also bar researchers from owning substantial stock in drug companies that might benefit from NIH research.
I manage a family trust on behalf of my mother and father. It's their sole source of income. That is a responsibility that I must put before even the greatest job in the world.
At today's hearing, senators said that Batty's case and several similar ones suggest that the rules have gone too far, that they are hurting the NIH's ability to hold on to good scientists. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin had this message for NIH Chief Elias Zerhouni.
You're doing a great job in leading an institution, but I must chastise you. These are too onerous. They've got to be redone. And they got to be redone soon before you start losing more people.
Zerhouni did not disagree. He said that NIH is struggling to adapt rules originally designed to prevent companies from influencing government regulators. NIH, he says, is primarily focused on research.
I have to say that I'm as concerned as you are. The philosophy of the interim regulation is, in my view, one that would be more appropriate for a regulatory agency.
Zerhouni says that NIH has already won a 3-month delay in implementing the stock divestiture rule. He's also exempted some 5,000 trainees from the rule. The question now is whether such moves will be enough to quiet criticism from NIH scientists. Some say the financial restrictions will make it difficult for top researchers to resist the higher salaries offered by universities and companies. And James Batty says the uncertainty is already hurting NIH recruiting.
I know of cases where individuals elected not to even send in an application for a job and are considering seriously, like I am, leaving over the conflict of interest rules that have been proposed.
One prominent scientist that Zerhouni had hired to run NIH's Environmental Research Institute recently said he's put off taking the job until the rules are settled. And at the hearing, James Batty told Senator Arlen Specter that he might change his mind about moving to a job in California if the restrictions are revised.
Dr. Batty, if this rule is not promulgated and become final, can we save you from California?
There are a set of circumstances under which I would entertain remaining with the National Institutes of Health. As I said before, I love this job. I think it's the greatest job in the world.
Zerhouni says he will be asking his parent agency, the Department of Health and Human Services, for changes in the stock policy. But he doesn't foresee lifting the ban on consulting contracts anytime soon. David Malakoff, NPR News, Washington.